is Jim Spiry. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2012. I'm at Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a New Mexico soldier. Sir, please tell me your name.
Sergeant Albino Griego.
Mr. Griego, I'm going to ask you, how old are you?
I am 41.
And how long have you been in the New Mexico Guard?
It's been 6 years.
Are you prior service?
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I was prior Marine active duty for the Gulf War. I got out, joined the Army Guard at a Taos. Was in that for 3 years. Stayed out 6 years. Correction, 3 years. Went into the Air Guard. They're out in New Mexico at a Kirtland. And got out, did 3 years there, got out, stayed out 6 years, and then I joined the Army Guard one more time. So I have a total of 15 years.
So what's next, the Coast Guard? You've done it all, right?
I'm thinking about it. I'd like the Coast Guard. I'm really considering it.
Where do you call home in New Mexico? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Taos, New Mexico. I graduated from Taos. I grew up in Mora. But I'm called Taos home.
You mentioned in your prior service that you were in the Gulf War as a Marine, correct?
Correct.
And have you seen any other deployments before this one here?
With the Air Guard, I was in Turkey for Operation Northern Watch.
Okay. So talk to me about your experience here and what it is that you do on this tour of duty.
Well, I'm a crew chief, and as a crew chief, we are in, you know, we manage the aircraft. We are the flying mechanic. We also, when we're not flying, we do maintenance here on the ground, and that's primarily our duties as far as crew chief is involved, is maintenance, mechanic work.
Now, picking up on this particular point, I know that basically you guys are pretty much doing double duty. You're doing a little bit of everything on this one because you've got basically half the people you should and doing twice the work. Am I correct there?
You are correct. We had a Delta company that was supposed to come out with us, and at the last second they pulled them from us. So now, like I said before, if we're not flying, we're doing maintenance on the ground.
That'd be why they brought the New Mexico folks, right?
That is correct. We know how to do it.
Now, this isn't the only place that you are. We're at Camp Dwyer, and there's a couple other places. Tell me about those places.
Well, there's Payne, there's EDI, we call it Eddie, there's Kandahar, there's Delaram, and then there's Dwyer. Payne, I was out there for off and on for 2 weeks at a time, probably about 2 months. I've also spent 2 months up in Kandahar, and then another 3 months up in EDI.
We hear a lot about, that's FOB Edinburgh, to be correct, and we call it Eddie here, right?
Correct.
And that's a busy place, isn't it?
That is a very busy place. That's one of our busiest places.
Tell us a little bit about, for those that haven't a clue about what's going on there, tell us a typical couple of days in Eddie.
Well, that's where what you would say is where it's all happening. That's where you go to do your job. That's where the real missions are at. That's where you see stuff and do stuff that puts you into the war.
In your 15-plus years of being a Marine and a soldier and being with the Air Guard, would you say your experience at Eddie is your most poignant?
I gotta say that yes, it's definitely an eye opener. You always train for these types of situations, and up in Edinburgh, that's where it's the test. It's a test. I mean, that's an actual test of what you're capable of and of seeing, doing, and actually putting it to use, your training to use.
Not only is there lots of traumatic things going on there, but your mission is pretty much focused on saving lives. Tell me a little bit about, at the end of the day, if there is an end of a day when you're working up there, what that's like when you're successful at that very thing.
Well, from my standpoint, as being a prior Marine, it's an honor to be up there and seeing or helping out my fellow Marines. So to me, it really hits home. It's an awesome feeling to be able to bring an American onto your bird and be able to take him safely, you know, get him home so he can go home to his parents. And, you know, there was a couple times where we actually did support my old unit, Marine Corps, and it kind of brings back some old memories. And, you know, that could have been me back in the Gulf War, or, you know, it's somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's father. And it's just, it's really heartwarming to be able to bring them so that they can go home and see another day and see their families again.
So it doesn't matter which uniform you're wearing, Marine or Army, it's all one team out here, it sounds like?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's definitely one team.
This is a real pivotal time in history over here, what's going on. Everybody knows this is a major turn going on. Also, back home, it's New Mexico's 100-year anniversary of being a state. What does that make you feel like, being involved in this whole centennial operation and the New Mexico Guard doing amazing life-saving missions here? Tell the audience back in New Mexico about what it's like being a New Mexican doing this on the centennial.
You know, it's been an honor. New Mexico's always been home to me, and I've lived in a lot of different countries, a lot of different states, and New Mexico has always been home to me. I've even been there, we take it for granted, and we always wish for more or stuff like that. But when you actually come out here or you go elsewhere and you see how people are doing without you, just home is what always comes back to mind, and to me that's New Mexico. And to me it's an honor to be out here flying the New Mexico flag, representing New Mexico, and being a part of the New Mexico unit, being out here making a part in the actual whole country, actually world's
You're right here in the middle of what's going on the planet.
Exactly. And just that little bitty state, New Mexico, is out here. We're out here.
Do you notice the terrain when, you know, you've seen it all over the place now? It's similar, isn't it? A lot of places.
Very similar. Yeah, it's kind of strange, but yes, it's similar in a lot of ways, except for the camels.
And the heat. And we've had some cold weather here recently, but it's warming up pretty nice all of a sudden.
That was another thing, the cold. If it's not extremely hot, it's extremely cold, which is kind of weird.
Where do you reside right now in New Mexico?
I reside in Albuquerque on the west side, on Sur and Ladera.
What are you going to do when you go home? What are you looking forward to on your way home?
Homemade beans, red chili, just breakfast burritos and cold drinks right out of the fridge.
Now you're only about 40 days away and change, something like that, right? It's almost time to go home, isn't it?
Correct. Yes.
So we're in the fourth quarter, you'd say.
At fourth quarter, I love hearing that. 2-minute warning.
Here's one thing before we close. It's a good possibility Governor Martinez will listen to this. As you know, I brought a flag from her that flew over the state capitol, and actually she's the Guard's commander in chief, if you will. If you wanted to send a greetings or say something about your experience here, what would you say to Governor Martinez?
Ms. Martinez, it's been my honor to be out here. serving as a New Mexico Guard soldier here in this miserable place. But I've actually enjoyed my time out here, but I'm ready to go home.
Sergeant Albino Griego, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. And without your services, keeping those birds in good shape, nobody's lives would get saved. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
This is Jim Speary with Sergeant Albino Griego at Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. It's February 23rd, 2012.